this is all a part of what Frieda brought to the equation. That when I met her, I was a lost soul. I was coming out of an awful family. I'd gotten married and divorced. Had a child before I was 18 and a half years old. And my life was a mess. And she turned me around. I said that like Elvis. She turned me around, Jack. She did. And her spirit lives inside me. So if you ever turn this radio station on and I'm on with Mike and all my buddies and calling somebody an ass, telling them to go to hell, challenging them to a fight, talking about some disc jockey who is killing the ratings, just try to remember today. I mean, if you ever really get so caught up in it that you can't realize it's entertainment, just try to remember today. That's all it is, folks. Just freaking entertainment. But I'm glad that I could share Frieda with you. Because what you heard on the air with her was genuine. In the context of doing a show. But I hope you could feel the genuine love, affection, and respect we had for each other. Only a few people around here even know that Frieda and I had had a dream that we were going to when the contract is up, we're going to retire somewhere and, you know, it's going to stop thinking about this show 24 hours a day and we were just going to have, you know, bear the fruits of our labor. And she knew I loved Tampa Bay. I mean, I love Washington. It's been our home for over 20 years, but I've loved Tampa Bay every time I've been down there. I had to sell her on it. She went down there and she called me up. It was one of the times she was down in Florida. She said, "You are not going to believe that dream will not happen. But I'm content with the way things ended with my sweet Frieda. Because we were happy and we were in love. And we were partners in every sense of the word. And we were anxiously looking forward to the next chapter of our lives. Where I could devote more time to her and she to me. She was busy. I mean, besides being a full-time mother, she had gone back to school. She had gone back to taking art classes at the Corcoran. And she started a career in designing and interior decorating. Almost bought a store downtown, for God's sakes. Pretty much ran our website. There was nothing that woman couldn't do. I said to her, you know, baby, let's just wait, you know. Let's wait 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, you know. Then you got, you're smart, you work. I'll take some time off. We used to laugh about that all the time. I miss her. I miss her so, so much every goddamn day. There are times I find it impossible just function. I know I'm going to get over it. But I wanted to take this time to make sure that you guys all knew what a special woman she was. And if she touched your life, you're lucky. And if you got something out of hearing Frieda on this show, or you're one of the people that met her, God knows she was immensely more approachable than me. I mean, it'd be in Ocean City. People would come up, and they know who we were, and I'd go, oh, God, I don't want to do this. And she would walk right up and, hi, how you doing? And I'm so glad that we had our last vacation together, that we were able to, we're planning the Tampa Bay thing, which obviously is not happening now, but, you know, again, the part of me that you never heard about on the radio was the fact that, you know, I complained about going for walks with my wife or going for bike rides. Generally speaking, on a day-to-day basis, yeah, I did. But I did it with her, too, because it made her happy. And on our vacation in Ocean City, those last 2 weeks, we were inseparable. We spent all of our time together. We went to all of our favorite restaurants. We went to Iguana Surf. We went to Kill a Mockingbird. Rode our bikes for miles and miles and miles. I would have done anything for her. I would give my life 1 million times over. I do not know why she's gone and I'm still here. But going back to what she wrote, she is in a much better place now. I also really got to thank the police. Fairfax County Police. Gosh, the day after Frida died, the cops came to my door. And I thought, whoa, what can this be? Well, he just wanted to offer some support. So, you know, sometimes houses get broken into. We'll watch your house for you. I can't thank them enough. All the Montgomery County Police at the funeral and at the wake. All of the off-duty officers. And especially the people at the barracks in at the Maryland State Police in Berlin, Maryland. Because they're the ones that had to give me the news. And I was so paranoid about our privacy, as you know, even though we lived our lives on the radio to an extent. You know I was nuts about our privacy. So I was sitting at home on Sunday, 3 weeks ago, phone rang out of area, and it says, Michael Soares. Yeah. She said, this is so-and-so from the Maryland State Police. And I said, I bought the jams and jellies already. Thank you. Click. Well, back. This is Michael Soares. Yes. So-and-so of the Maryland State Police. I said, hey, come on. Listen, I don't want it. I said, is this a joke? I immediately thought this was one of you guys, a listener. And I'm calling to tell you your wife was in an accident. I didn't believe her. Not because I didn't believe Frida couldn't be in an accident, but this is not the way it would happen. I mean, I said, give me your phone number and I'll call you back. Well, I called her back and found out immediately that what she was telling me was true. I want to thank all of the doctors. Johns Hopkins and at the Baltimore Shock Trauma Center where they brought Frida to. They were great with me. She, in essence, was dead. By the time I reached the hospital, by the time they had airlifted her there, they were keeping her artificially alive long enough so that I could be there with her. And I will always appreciate them doing that for me. Frida had signed a paper long ago saying if she was ever in a coma or in a state where her life would not be one where she could live with any degree of normalcy, You know, one of those standard things. If you got to pull the plug, pull the plug. Well, she'd already signed the form. It was on file. And those doctors played it straight with me and told me exactly what was happening. And brought me in to see her. It was hell. And it's hell every time you hear anything about it on the TV or the radio. I mean, I know I'm more acutely aware now when I hear, oh, here's Sky Fox over an 8-car pile up, you know, a couple people killed. Now I find myself thinking, what about those families? I don't know how long that'll last. But when something like that happens, you do think about those people. And I want to thank our family for being so strong and hanging together. And I think that I'm about done. I will take, I tell you what, if there are any questions you have, here's what I would ask. I'll stay for one more break. If any questions you would like asked, I do want to be honest with you about stuff, but I don't want it to be brutally honest tomorrow. You got anything you want to ask? Any questions? You call now. We'll take a break. I'll come back and take a couple of calls. But like I say, please, I know that you all miss her and that you loved her and that you want to send your good feelings. Let's... All I want to do is just take some calls without hearts and flowers. Just if you have questions about Frida, about Bart, about me, about something on the show, about anything that has to do with her, let's do it now. And then we're going to be done with it. Not that she will ever be out of my thoughts or mentioned on this show, but never again in this type of setting. She was an absolute angel. I love her with all my heart. And I hope that you can find someone as special for you. Okay. Pep talk over. Back. Take your calls. Then I'm going to get in my car, go home, and have a drink. And how about this? I've not even been drinking. Wouldn't Frida be proud of me for that? Sucks. But I'm glad to be back. Glad to be talking about it. Glad to be back at work. Thanks for bearing with me. I'll take a couple of your calls when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yo, it's Tommy and Bob from the locker room. Coming up on the next episode, your chance to win a brand new 2005 Mazda 6 from Post Falls Mazda. Plus, get qualified for that Mariner bus that's coming up inside the locker room weekday afternoons at 4 right here on KJRB 790 The Fan.
The Locker Room with Toby and Bob is on the air weekday afternoons at 4 on KJRB 790 The Fan.
Richie Fromm over on the fan phone. I got your good buddy here, former Zag Richard Fox, co-hosting today with me.
That's what I hear. So you guys are desperate, huh?
Yeah. Richie knows.
I knew the shots were going to come.
Step inside the Locker Room with Toby and Bob for a daily dose of Inland Northwest sports. Go between the lines and learn what happens behind the scenes of the sports world. And it's exclusively for the people of the Northwest. All you have to do is listen.
Mike Jarrett, congratulations. You're going to be part of the Gaylord Sports Cars workforce on Saturday night at the Dan Dickout Charity Classic.
I am so excited. I feel like Charlie on Willy Wonka.
Nice work, though. You're going to be meeting a lot of former Gonzaga basketball players and also a lot of NBA players here in the next 48 hours.
Thank you so much. I love the station.
The Locker Room with Toby and Bob, weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on KJRB 790 The Fan. We'll be right back.
the boat to fit your needs. Questliner and Custom Well for the fishermen. Chaparral for the luxury runabouts and cruisers. Glastron, affordable family bow riders. And Nautique for the serious skier and wakeboarder. Stop by and see our new parts and accessory store. Tobler Marina, certified repair, canvas and upholstery shop, moorage and storage. 2 miles north of Hayden on Highway 95.
Your one-stop boat shop, Tobler Marina.
Friends and family, we're gathered here today to join this man and this woman in holy wedded...
We have multiple infractions. First, we have ungroomsmanlike conduct on Bill for the ill-fitting tuxedo jacket. And we have waiting for the flood foul on John for the high-water tuxedo trousers.
You hate to see those kind of rookie mistakes.
Especially at this stage of the event.
They should have gone to Touchdown Tuxedo, the Inland Northwest's newest source for formal wear, Bob. They've got a huge selection of tuxedos in any imaginable color of designer accessories.
You're right, Toby. Their Spokane store is located at 404 North Argonne inside the Gathering Place Wedding Center. And they're now in Post Falls at 901 East 3rd.
Wait. He's trying on the replacement trousers for Touchdown Tuxedo now.
Oh, these guys are pros.
The tux pants are up. And they're good.
Touchdown Tuxedo. 404 North Argonne and 901 East 3rd in Post Falls. Formal wear guaranteed to score a winning impression.
The reason people come to Alton's to get their brakes checked or when they have a brake problem is because we're honest and we're going to check them out for free, let them know exactly what they need with a detailed estimate, prices, you know, and even show them what's wrong. And that's what we do at Alton's.
Leapfrogging, squealing, shaking. Or grinding. Sounds of possible serious brake problems.
You know, if you have any doubt about your brakes, if there's any concern whatsoever, brakes are just too important. And just for your own peace of mind, come on into Alton's. We'll check your brakes for you free.
Here's Matt Alton.
It's our 41st anniversary sale. It's the biggest anniversary sale we've ever had. 41 years in business. Buy three, get one free.
This is a time to buy for summer driving.
Alton's Tires.
Yes, I do recommend Alton's.
Alton's Tire Centers.
You don't want to step on your brakes and not be able to stop.
At Alton's Tire Center, there's no charge for a brake inspection.
And if your brakes do need repaired, we'll give you a written estimate.
And don't forget, we're celebrating 41-year anniversary with our buy three, get one free tire special.
Alton's Tire, total car care.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-693-7531 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-693-7531. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-693-7531.
Do you forget the names of the people you met last week, even the people you met last night? How would you like to be able to walk into a room, meet 50 people or more, and recall all their names instantly? I'm America's memory master, Matthew Girk, and I'll show you how to do it in the Memory Switch System, the fast, easy memory improvement technology for busy people who are embarrassed by their bad memory. In the Memory Switch, I'll show you how to recall names, dates, facts, figures, numbers, even business and technical data in a split second and remember it for years. I'll show you how to lock information you see, hear, and read into your memory so you can recall it right when you need it for as long as you need it. Give me just one short hour and I'll help you improve your memory so dramatically people will notice. Call now and try the Memory Switch risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-490-3505. Guaranteed or your money back. 1-800-490-3505. 1-800-490-3505.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed
or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state. Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9983. 800-603-9983. 800-603-9983.
Many people think of Branson, Missouri as a wonderful little town in the Midwest filled with great shows, amusement parks, world-class golf courses, beautiful lakes, and endless shopping. Well, Branson is all of that and more. That's why we're proud to introduce to you Branson's new showcase resort, the Grand Crown. The Grand Crown Resort is located right smack in the center of everything Branson has to offer. The folks at the Grand Crown Resort would like to extend an invitation for you to come visit Branson. Now get ready to take down this phone number, because for only $99, you'll receive 4 days and 3 nights lodging in a first-class hotel, breakfast every morning, preferred show tickets, and more. This is a great value and our way of saying thanks for dropping by and checking out our beautiful new resort. Now here's the number to call to book your $99 Branson getaway. 1-866-338-6162. That's 1-866-338-6162. 6162. And I can't wait to see you right here in Branson.
If you're active military duty, guard or reserves, or a veteran, you must listen to this important message. But first, get a pen, because in a moment, you're going to want to write down a vital phone number. How does a no-cost college education sound to you? Impossible? Here's the truth. At Grantham University, you can get a no-cost, fully accredited college education. You see, Grantham serves those who serve our country, offering no-cost college degrees to the men and women in the military. It's true. If you already have college or military credit, you can transfer these to Grantham so you can finish what you started. Plus, with our online program, you can get your degree virtually anywhere. Do you have that pen? Because here's the number to call for your no-cost college degree from Grantham University. Call 866-373-3175. That's 866-373-3175. Call right now. Grantham's counselors are ready to help you get started on your no-cost college degree. Make the call. 866-373-3175. That's 866-373-3175.
KJRB Spokane is Fox Sports Radio 790 The Fan.
790 The Fan.
The home of the NFL.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your favorite French male transvestite prostitute, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, this is our other song, too. Everlasting Love. This is my favorite version. By you two. She liked the girl, the one. I'll play that at the end. Okay, let's make some calls. You know, I don't even know what I said in the first break. If I didn't mention, much thanks to Mike and Rob and Buzz and Beth Ann and Joe and everybody over the last couple of weeks. Because
at the end.
Oh, you gotta turn that off. It made me cry.
Thank you.
The day that Frida died, the night, I called Mike, and I said, you gotta do the show tomorrow. It would have been easy for Mike and everyone else just to play tapes for as long as it took me to get back. But I appreciate the fact that they all came in and kicked a little ass and kept things moving. So I want to make sure that I thank them as well. I was talking about everybody else, and I'm sure I did, but if I didn't, here you go. Okay? And now, a couple of your calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Yes, Don.
Yes.
Is it okay if we know where Frida is buried? What cemetery?
No, again, not, no.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Listen, that's why I'm glad we're going to take these calls now. That's the type of idiotic call I don't want to get tomorrow. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, you can call me Mike today.
Thank you. I did want to say, you know, there's so many people, if you want to hear something good that came out of this, at work, where there's about 20 of us standing down talking outside the place, and somebody brought it up about what had happened. Next thing you know, all 20 of us were very upset about things. None of us, and we've known each other for years, ever even related to your show. But how much Frida and yourself and the rest of your folks affected us through this whole thing, I've never called. I wanted to tell you that good thing, but the main question I wanted to ask, will we be able to hear Frida on the best of?
Of course.
Because
of course.
I'm missing her. I'm missing her, and I've never spoke with any
tell
of
me
you.
Tell me about it. Yes, she will be in the best of, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you, my friend. See you later. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Source.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
I know that's a terrible question to ask, but I have a two-part question.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
First of all, Bart, will he be still staying at Clemson, or is he going to transfer closer to home?
Now, listen, this is why I'm glad that we're taking these calls. No, he's staying at Clemson, where he has a life, he has friends, he has a job, he has a girlfriend, he has classes. He and I had the discussion. He's a 90-minute plane flight away, and as a matter of fact, he's coming back next week. Frida and I were going to go see Brian Wilson.
Very good. Okay.
At a Wolf Trap. So he's coming back, and he'll be with me all week.
Okay, and another thing. The dogs, have they noticed your loss as well?
Yes.
And in memorial of Frida, I just want to leave you with a very somber, this is dedicated to Frida. We love you all. Keep your heads up. Don, you just got to start with a new chapter. You will always have her in your heart. You will always have those memories no one can ever take from you. We
gotcha.
Love you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. And yes, the dogs do know. Absolutely, the dogs know. They know I'm sad. The dogs are sleeping with me now. They had slept downstairs. Especially the little one, Max, who was standoffish in this way that he would want attention, and then he would go, raw, 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 come on, Daddy, give me some attention. And then you would go to him, and he would run away. It's his thing. He was Mr. Runaway. Well, since this happened with Frida, he just comes up and lays down and just gets right on his back in that submissive position because he knows I'm sad and the dogs are helping me a lot.